This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack, and my guest is Jay Murray. He's the voice of the Wash U Bears and ultra-marathonist. Is that the right word, Jay? Marathonist?
We'll go with it. Ultra-marathoner, I guess.
It's marathoner, yeah, that's right.
We'd be arguing semantics here. That's okay.
Yeah. That's not my stronger point. You think it would be in this business, but marathoner. That's good. Yeah. The word escaped me there. So, well, let's talk about this. First of all, explain Rett syndrome, because that's what you're fundraising for. And then we'll get into your crazy antics. But talk about Rett syndrome and then where you came up with the idea for this ultra marathon for fundraising.
Okay, again, Bill, thanks for having me on Show Me Today. Really appreciate it. Rett syndrome is a neurological disorder, and it's caused by a gene mutation in the brain. And the mutation occurs because there's a lack of a protein called MECP2. So basically, it's a gene that doesn't have the right kind of protein or the right amount of it. And as a result, it causes, severe regressions when it strikes. The sinister thing about this regarding Rett is it doesn't manifest itself right away at birth. So a child starts to grow between 6 and 18 months of age. The child starts to learn how to talk and learn how to walk and toddle. And as a parent, I think back about my kids, and when they were in that phase, it was very exciting to see all this happen. But then Rett syndrome occurs about that time when those kids are just starting to explore their environment in that way. And when it happens, it's kind of like, the old Peanuts comic strip where Lucy pulls the ball away from Charlie Brown when he tries to kick it. Yeah. Well, Rett syndrome is kind of the Lucy in this situation, where Rett pulls the football development away from a child that is developing Rett syndrome. And as a result, unlike Charlie Brown, the child doesn't get a second chance to kick that developmental football. The child undergoes severe regressions to where the child needs assistance to walk, or more likely, the child ends up in a wheelchair for the rest of his or her life. And also the ability to communicate is affected, to where a child can't even speak to say words, or the damage is such also where they can't even use their arms and hands to do sign language. So basically the child is kind of trapped in a neurological rubble. The brain is fine. The brain and a lot of these kids are very active. Many children take conventional classes in school, but they can't converse to teachers and as a result, and then to their parents, obviously. So that's what Rett does in a nutshell. It destroys the ability to communicate and also to be able to move purposefully. And as a result, Rett syndrome causes that sort of situation where a child is disabled, and also it forces parents, many of them a parent has to decide whether or not to give up his or her career to stay home with the child, because Rett syndrome also causes a lot of seizures. Scoliosis is common. Eating and drinking difficulties occur, to where some kids have to be fed through a G-tube in order to avoid getting pneumonia. And brain inflammation occurs, to where some kids, the discomfort and pain is so bad sometimes internally that they cry for several hours at a time, and all the parent can do is just kind of give hugs as refuge. So it's a very devastating disorder, not only obviously for the child that gets it, but also for the families involved. So that is, in a nutshell, a description of what Rett syndrome is all about and how it occurs.
And it's very rare. How has this syndrome touched you and led you to this fundraising endeavor that you've done now for a few years?
Yeah, this will be my fourth year of doing an ultra marathon to raise awareness and funds for Rett syndrome. About 6 or 7 years ago, I work at Ford Zumwalt West High School as a special education paraprofessional. And I was in my early stages of my career at that point about 7 years ago. And I met a girl named Ellie McCool. Ellie has Rett syndrome. She has since graduated and is doing well. When I met her, I'd walk the halls from class to class to where my assignment was going to be from hour to hour. And I kept looking at Ellie, and she looked like Audrey Hepburn, first of all, which I'm a big Audrey Hepburn fan. And also, I could tell that there was a lot going on inside her mind. The eyes were very active and very, sharp. They weren't glassed over or anything like that. So I knew that she could perceive things. But for whatever reason, she wasn't able to talk. So I thought, that's an interesting combination. I've never seen that. Another paraprofessional who is her caregiver, her name's Katie Bush, and I talked to Katie about Ellie, and the more we talked about what Ellie had and what it was all about, it just kind of spoke to me. There was one of those things where he just felt the need to do something to help, because this Rett syndrome is an equal opportunity destroyer of lives. And so it doesn't follow a family history necessarily. It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are. It doesn't matter what your color or creed or political affiliation is. And so I don't want my kids to have kids that have Rett syndrome. I don't want anybody else to have to go through what these parents and kids with Rett syndrome have to go through, because it is very devastating. It's a struggle hour by hour sometimes, as far as keeping a kid from having to go to the hospital and being in the ER. So the more I talked to Ellie and met her family, then I met other families with kids that have Rett syndrome, and just all of a sudden it just sank in and said, hey, you've got to do something about this. You have a chance to, I know some media folks like yourself, and doing an ultra marathon, it's kind of a unique, crazy thing. I guess a lot of people think that's like, watching a train wreck, that kind of attraction to it. So I thought, well, I'll combine those interests and see what I can do to help the cause. And I've been able to raise over $14,000 over the last 3 years for the International Rett Syndrome Foundation. And more importantly, all that money goes to the Rett Syndrome, or actually the Rett Spectrum Clinic that's in WashU's School of Medicine. So what I raise stays in St. Louis to help families throughout the Midwest that are dealing with Rett Syndrome.
Oh, that's great. Jay Murray is the voice of WashU. So tell us about this upcoming event, the dates, how people can get involved, and what your ultramarathon actually consists of.
Well, I'm going to try to go 100 miles over a span of 32 hours.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm a devout masochist. That's how I kind of got into ultramarathoning, too. But it's going to be October 23rd and 24th. I'm going to start at 9 a.m. October 23rd, and I'm going to go to 5 p.m. on the 24th. And the event's going to be at Washington University at Francis Olympic Field, where the football and soccer teams play and the track and field the teams compete. So I'm going to circle that track for 32 hours, hope to get to 100 miles. And last year I attempted this in my neighborhood because of COVID. I was going to have it at WashU last year, but COVID forced me to make other arrangements. So I did it in my neighborhood, and I got to 86 miles and just ran out of gas. Then I did a 50K 3 weeks later to try to finish my fundraising goal. I was trying to get to $5,000, and with that second ultra that I did, I was able to surpass that. But this year we're going for 100 miles, and training's been good. So we just keep my fingers and toes crossed that we can get to 100 miles in 32 hours or less.
Well, it takes a lot of strength and courage on your part and to bring awareness to a horrible disease and syndrome that I'm sure most people don't know about, Rett syndrome. So as you're doing this 100 miles, do you take breaks in between?
Okay. I'll do, of course, when nature calls, you got to take a break every now and then.
That's true.
But basically every couple hours I plan on grabbing a bite to eat and I'll keep walking. Around 6 hours in, I'll just make a check and see if I need to address a blister or to, put some more, Vaseline in certain strategic places in order to keep chafing from being a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably will take that. Last year I didn't take a nap. I was kind of afraid I wouldn't wake up, until 2 or 3 hours later. But I ended up doing some sleepwalking last year in my run, where I would take 2 or 3 steps and all of a sudden I had nodded off, three steps at a time. And I'm like, that was interesting. So I'll probably try to do, take a nap of between 15 to 30 minutes just to kind of reboot my system and That'll be probably about midway through, around, you know, the 16, 17 hour mark. And then hopefully that'll give me enough energy to, you know, get through the rest of it in good shape.
Wow. That is amazing. Jay, where can people go to find more information about your
Well, my Facebook page, I have a couple of Facebook pages. One that has my name, Jay Murray, M-U-R-R-Y. And there's also a page with Rhett Gets Rocked 2021 100 plus one. That's the name of the event. So there are pages on both of those locations on Facebook. And most of my Facebook pages, I will have, you know, the link to click on as far as the donation, if people want to make a donation to the cause. And I can, you know, forward you the link as well if you want to post it on the Missouri Net page. So it's pretty easy to get to. Just go to my Facebook page, Jay Murray, and then most of my, I would say that the latest posts certainly have a link to, you know, my donation page. So once you get to that link, it's very easy to follow, and it's easy, very easy to make a donation. So I would go there and, yeah, look for that link on my Facebook pages, and we hope that we get a great response. And I know Missourians are very giving folks and very understanding folks. So once they find out, like I did, once they find out what Rett syndrome is all about, I hope they get behind my cause. It'd be much appreciated. I know the families would very much appreciate and be very thankful for whatever, you know, support they can get.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, send us the link. We'll put it on MissouriNet.com. We'll put it under our Show Me Today link. Well, Jay Murray.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, thank you so much, and good luck with your event, and we'll be pulling for you.
Bill, thank you, and thanks to MissouriNet, and thank you for your interest in what I've done over the last 2 or 3 years. You've been a godsend of help for us to get the word out and to build a donation. So I appreciate and thank you for being a part, let me be a part of your program today.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.